The city of Anchorage today held a ceremony to open a new road named after Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. The naming of a city street after Dr. King has a controversial history stretching back three decades. Advocates originally sought to have 9th Avenue named after the civil rights leader, but the idea was met by opposition from a group led by Don Smith and rejected in a citywide vote, as was a similar attempt to name the Performing Arts Center after King. Reverend Dr. Alonzo Patterson is the pastor of Shiloh Baptist Church. Dr. Patterson says during the time of controversy, there was a proposal to name a strip of the Minnesota Drive bypass after King,
which was quite a ways out. And of course, then it was become almost like a joke because it was known, humorously known as Dead Man Curve, and it carried a connotation we thought was beneath the dignity of. And so that was rejected. And under the administration of Mayor Mark Begich, he advanced, as I understand it, the proposal to name this strip of ground running from Elmore around and intersecting with Boniface. That was a section that we went out and celebrated today. And so that always comes through as a compromise, but certainly it did not meet the standard asked for by a number of citizens of Anchorage, Alaska, which runs a whole gamut of our community. It wasn't just a particular ethnic group, but it was the whole gamut of our community, in my opinion.
And Pastor Patterson, who is Don Smith, and what was his stated objection to having 9th Avenue named?
Don was the, basically, as I understood it, kind of the voice leader of opposition. Some of the things that caused arousal in the citizenry had to do with the fact of changing their stationery for businesses, changing their addresses, et cetera, those kind of things. But Mr. Smith was a local citizen, you know, who just did not care to name anything after Dr. King, and I guess that was his right.
And so today's dedication event, how was that, knowing the history and now hearing this, that as you said, it sort of seems like a compromise. How does it feel to have this stretch of road named after Dr. King?
Well, of course, I'm sure some people were excited about that. I appreciate the mayor following through with what Mayor Begich had begun, but personally, as far as I'm concerned, I am not happy that that 1 or 2 mile strip is an adequate representation of what we'd ask for in the city. Sometimes we don't realize that the worth of a people are sometimes tied to the attribution that you apply to a given figure within their cultural history.
And so what would you like to see in the future? Are you still working towards some other possibilities for a larger recognition of Dr. King downtown?
I do not hold out a lot of hope for something downtown because of, again, the way things are. And I think some people would love to put this whole issue behind them, however. Dr. King's contribution continues to reveal itself in a time of controversy in which we live. Right now, we're working toward the principles of Dr. King more than we're working toward the recognition of landmarks of Dr. King, and that is to create a community of one people with one purpose in forming into one community. We're aligned with bridge builders and others who advocate this kind of a message across Alaska, and I wholeheartedly endorse that.
Reverend Dr. Alonzo Patterson is pastor of Anchorage's Shiloh Baptist Church. There is a Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial at 9th and L Street. Dr. Patterson says advocates raised $250,000 to get it placed there in the 1990s and are now raising funds to refurbish it. Pictures and video from today's Avenue dedication are at our website, aprn.org.